RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back into the show. So over the course of the next 4 days, we're going to have a lot of prominent national media voices on to ask them quite simply, what do they think went wrong with the Kansas City Chiefs? So it is an honor as we start this journey to have on somebody I'm a big fan of. He is the host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Bomani Jones joins us on the show today. Bo, happy to have you pop on today, my man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. I haven't watched a Chiefs game with Nick in probably a decade or so, but I was with Nick for a lot of these games when they were bad. I can't imagine what Nick is like now that the Chiefs are very good. What is watching the Chiefs with him like now?
Oh, I don't really do it no more. Stakes just be a little bit too high. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'll go, like every now and then I'll catch a Chiefs game with them. But like, if it really matters, like for example, they were playing against my Detroit Lions. It's like, no way I'm going over there. Right. Like, I don't know how friendly we will be able to remain, but the stakes remain high for him because as he's made more money, the stakes are higher. You underdig?
No, for sure. And I know that you've made it a point to kind of stay off of Twitter, and I completely understand it. I can't imagine the kind of cesspool that Nick's Twitter mentions were like after they lost on Sunday.
Yeah, I will give him this. Because the thing about the Chiefs is this. It's not like the Chiefs have a giant national fan base, right? Like, they're not the Steelers or the Packers or the Cowboys or even the Raiders in that regard, right? So basically, with the Chiefs being good, the number of people who don't like that is way higher than the number of people who do. And I bless his heart. He is willing to stand there and be – every time they lose something, he's the guy for them to come at. Like, literally the one.
Nick was on the show a couple of months ago, and he said that after Paul Rudd, he felt like he was the Chiefs' biggest fan nationally. And I was like, what about Eric Stonestreet? He put himself ahead of Eric Stonestreet. So that's the kind of ego we're talking about, Bo.
I mean, I have to be honest with you. Feel free to put him ahead of Eric Stonestreet. I don't know who that is.
Right now we're talking to Bomani Jones. He is the host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. We're going to have prominent national voices on for the next couple of days to talk about what went wrong with the Chiefs. All right, let's just start with this 1,000-foot-view question, and we'll kind of narrow in. What do you think went wrong this season with Kansas City?
Well, I mean, some of it is just kind of variance, like noise in the equation. It's a similar question you'd probably ask about the Lions. What went wrong? Now, with the Lions, you could point to a bunch of injuries and the fact is they're always going to have a bunch of injuries because of the way that they play. With the Chiefs, like, you start off with Rice out for 6 games. Okay, the thought is Rice is going to come back and everything's going to be okay. No, that didn't really happen. You look statistically, they're 8th in DVOA this year, right? Which still indicates that they would be a pretty good team. Last year, they were, 12-0-1 score games. This year, I don't even need to look up the exact number because the exact number is not the point. Like, some of it is just a matter of the variance catching up with them. Some of it is, as much as we can say the Chiefs need to retool, I think the argument would be made is that they've tried to steadily retool as this has gone. And maybe there's just a step that needed to be done that they had not gotten to. But often when these things happen, there's not a giant explanation for what has gone down. It's just crazy that you go to, what, 8-9 straight conference championship games. That's the part that's nuts. What happened this year is just kind of the breaks of the game, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And at least for me, the analogy that I've made, it was like they were the person that was playing roulette and they kept putting money on red and the number just kept hitting, it kept hitting, it kept hitting. And now it's on the other side that it's now hitting black. Like last year's team probably wasn't a team that should have won 15 games and got almost every single fortunate break in the final 4 minutes of these games. And now this season, fast forward, this team just can't make a play in the final 4 minutes of the game, whether it's a Mahomes decision, whether it's a penalty, a turnover, something usually would cause them to lose, and that's that variance you're talking about.
Yeah, and I think maybe the better thing to point to is, so I was thinking about this with the Patriots, right? And so I think the Tom Brady years of the Patriots, to me, get broken down into three parts. Before Randy Moss, with Randy Moss, after Randy Moss. But after Randy Moss, I think the clearer point to make is the arrival of Gronk. And the reason that I point that out is these are arrivals of superstars that kind of mark what's going on. So, like, Moss comes, and look, because Brady got hurt the next year, we didn't get that full run. But it was the addition of a superstar. And once they decided that they had had enough of him, they added another superstar and, you know, like, Aaron Hernandez was included, added Edelman, Welker, like all these guys, but they made a turnover of the personnel. When we really talk about like the core championship level personnel, we've been talking about Mahomes, we've talked about Kelce, we have talked about Chris Jones. That stayed pretty much steady through the entirety of this run, but now the last year are probably going to have to be swapped out, and now the changes come.
Right now, we're talking to Bomani Jones, getting his thoughts on the Chiefs season as they are officially eliminated from the postseason. I was listening to you earlier today, and you were mentioning about Mahomes, that he is maybe the best quarterback that you've ever seen. The point that I led with on yesterday's show is, I think Mahomes, you can argue top three resume at this point with Tom Brady, him, and Joe Montana. You can kind of argue the order however you want to do it. The fact that at the end of this thing, I would say for maybe the last 18 months, he just hasn't looked like that anymore. That we're used to him being the superhero and flying around and making plays that nobody else in the history of the league can make. So step one for me is obviously getting him back physically. But this offense, this organization, they got to figure out a way to get that transcendent talent back at quarterback, because that's not the quarterback that the Chiefs had this season.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But I also wonder how much of this is scheme. And the fact that the rest of the league is going in a certain direction with what they're doing, and Andy Reid is very squarely going in the Andy Reid direction. Like, I'm not bright enough on these matters to give you an explanation as to whether or not the league has passed Andy Reid by, but fair question. It ain't quite been the same since Bieniemy left. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, some of that I wonder, at least when it comes to that is, I mean, Eric Bieniemy, when he was the offensive coordinator, he had prime Tyreek Hill and prime Travis Kelce. If you take kind of those things away from it, I am with you when it comes to Matt Nagy, where my biggest complaint about Nagy, because everybody complains about their offensive coordinator, nobody thinks their offensive coordinator is good, is you can't have the quarterback that Mahomes is, and I can look to numbers and then see a decline in each of the last three seasons. Somebody has to answer for why that's the case. It's obviously not going to be Andy Reid. They're not firing their head coach, but you can't keep the same offensive coordinator next season, in my opinion.
Well, you got to be careful when you got an offensive coordinator that only you would hire. You know what I mean? Like, that's a dangerous part of this. I don't think if Andy Reid lets Matt Nagy go, he's running anybody else's offense or calling plays for anybody. That makes you stop and ask yourself what exactly is going on here. I think that's part of it. I also think, though, quarterback statistically, it's always a little weird in trying to figure it out. Like, Dan Marino never put up the stats that he put in 1984, and that was his second year. Mahomes had that 5,000-yard season. I think it may have been in 2018. It was never going to be that again. We had seen this gradually turn into him nibbling. As the league turned into a too-high safety league, they went and started playing differently to take what was under. But the game for Andy Reid is, so how exactly do I figure out how to make things happen downfield? Because if the Chiefs had anything this year, it was fast guys, right? Thornton, Rice, and Worthy – I don't know if anybody's got three faster receivers, but it never seemed to matter. Now, how much of that is Mahomes? Like, do we think that Mahomes has somehow fallen off? Well, here's a fair question to ask. In basketball, we're more likely to do this because the playoffs are like 2.5 months. How many added seasons you get from going deep in the playoffs every year? You multiply this 3 games, 4 games, times how many seasons, man, it's an extra season and a half. Is that part of it? I don't know, but I am inclined to believe if it comes down to what's the problem, the quarterback or the scheme, my guess is always going to be the scheme.
right now we're talking to Bomani Jones. A complaint that I made this season is if you look at the shift that's happened in the NFL, and it to me, it's really turned pretty quickly. Like, I remember 4 or 5 years ago, running backs were very mad, didn't feel value. They had this big Zoom meeting to basically say, hey, we're not being treated fairly. And now fast forward 2-3 years later, running backs are really at the center of almost every good offense that there is in the National Football League. I also think that that's part of it, too, and that goes to your point about scheme when it comes to Andy Reid. This team can't run the football at all. And over their last two games, the two most important games, Chiefs still had a chance. They got 40 carries from their running backs for 101 yards. That's not enough. So part of the scheme to me moving forward with Patrick Mahomes and how do you get the most out of him is I'm not saying you got to go spend the 12th overall pick to find Jahmyr Gibbs, but they have to have some balance in their offense because I felt like they just asked their quarterback to do way too much for the last 18 months.
Well, the thing about getting Jahmyr Gibbs at 12 is that they mash people out, right? Like part of it is having Gibbs. But running games, Aaron Schatz of, and I'll be honest, I forget the new operation name that he has, but he used to be a Football Outsiders, Mr. DVOA. He makes a point that's very important, which is quarterback sacks are a quarterback statistic, but rushing yards are by and large a blocking statistic, right? Like the great running backs are the ones that can take threes to fives, fives to sevens, sevens to tens, so forth and so on. But the ability to run the ball is about your offensive line. And this offensive line, they've retooled it, but I don't think anybody feels like it's been great. Your right tackle can't stop cheating, for example. Those are partially things they're going to have to figure out because what has happened in the league, and you look around this is the defenses finally got small enough that teams looked around and they're like, okay, well, we're going to mash you out. You're going to put two high safeties? Okay. Well, we're just going to run the ball. And the offensive dorks will say, well, oh, you're falling for it when you run the ball, but not if you can do it every time, right? And so what can they do to give Mahomes a running game that is supportive such that you don't need him to be Superman all the time? Because this happens with a lot of guys. This happened later in Brett Favre's career after Mike Holmgren left, where the offensive scheme really largely comes down to, hey, go do something magical, Magic Man. And that's a little much to ask.
Right now, we're talking to Bomani Jones. I'll go through two things that fans have kind of used as, hey, this is what went wrong this season. Number one is something that you alluded to with Andy Reid. I'm curious if you feel this way. I feel like they were an artist that kept making the same kind of album and then the sound just got kind of played out. Like people had just kind of moved on from it. The scheme point that they've kind of run this back with the same offensive coordinator, the same offensive voices, the same pieces for the last 3 years, and teams have just figured out defensively what they need to do to be able to stop it. So a lot of the frustration that fans have had has just come to the scheme that Andy is running. Do you think that Andy at this stage in his career with all of his success can kind of switch things up for a new modern version of his abilities?
It just all depends on how badly he wants to do it. I think that he probably can if he so chooses. The issue, and this is the thing that happens with people who are as successful as he has been, not just in terms of the wins and losses in terms of his success, but also how many coaches have come up under him that have become somebody's guys, is that there's new guys in town, Shanahan and McVay, right? Like they're the guys that are really running the offensive game right now. Is he willing to bring in new ideas, or how insistent is it that is he that it be done the way that he does things? That's the question you ask about a man his age. To me, it's not about whether or not he's capable of coming up with something else. It's that if you are not capable of coming up with something else, will you allow somebody to help you come up with somebody else? Or would you rather move on with your life and career than do that? Which, by the way, at 67 is a fair choice for you to make. None of us get the feeling that Andy Reid wants to stop doing this, though, right? So he's going to need to allow some other people to come in with their ideas, not just people who came up under your camp. Because 31 teams have been trying to figure out how to shut down what you did, right? So you need to come up with a counterpunch. And you've been doing this for so long, if you had the exact counterpunch already, you'd have already did it.
I know we don't have a crystal ball, but I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I mean, things ended in Philadelphia just kind of abruptly for Andy Reid. He had great success. Next thing you know, you look up, they had a poor season. Things kind of slipped a little bit. And next thing you know, he's in Kansas City. Do you think we are entering possibly that territory, that we are entering the end of Philadelphia Andy Reid mode?
It's possible. I don't think having one season that everybody generally has, they just hadn't had, necessarily means that it has to be over for him. A lot of things came together and brought that to bear when time was up in Philadelphia. One difference between his time in Philadelphia and what we're talking about here is that in Philadelphia, he did not have Patrick Mahomes. Now, it is my guess, and I ain't no doctor, but I think they'd be silly to put Mahomes on the field next year unless there's just an absolute reason that you have to, right? Like, I think you guys would still sell tickets without him, all of that stuff. So I personally don't think that Mahomes is going to be on the field next year for that team. I just don't see that happening. There's a lot of time for them to stop and to think and to cook up what the thing is that could possibly be next. But also, it's on the board, man, 67 years old. He could be cooked, but it didn't look like it last year, right? Like, it was just a year ago that we didn't think that they were cooked.
Another thing that people have kind of pointed to, and I think that this has some validity to it. I'm not going to use it as the sole reason why. You mentioned it a little bit. They have played 81 games over the last four seasons. And I look at the NFL as they have just tried to expand this thing with international games and Thursday and moving things around. They've kind of used the Chiefs for all of those things. They played in Germany. They played in Brazil. They had a stretch 2 years ago where they played three games in 10 days. They played on Christmas in multiple kind of seasons. I do think you eventually wear out, and I think just the league has kind of pulled and pulled at Kansas City, and eventually something broke.
Man, who else has had a run like this? Like, at some point, it was going to stop, no matter what it is. The only team that I feel like had a run like this that didn't really stop, or it felt like it didn't stop, was the 49ers, who basically ran it together for like 20 years. I guess the Patriots, duh, obviously, we could say also. But like this, those are the only runs that I can think of, the Tom Landry run from the 70s through the mid-80s. These are the only ones that I can really think of that are at all comparable. Like, sometimes it just happens is an answer. But of course, that's not the answer that you can have if you are inside that building or you're around that team. You can't just be like, oh, well, what can I tell you? Sometimes it comes up snake eyes, right? Like, anybody's trying to hear that, but to a degree it is. Now, I think we'd both agree that Travis Kelce is probably done. I don't know how much longer Chris Jones plays for them. They are going to have to figure out, so who is our next great player? With no Patrick Mahomes, not just that we got a bunch of very good players, because I think they still have a bunch of very good players, right? Like, Nick Bolton's still a very good player. Trent McDuffie is a very good player. We can go through other players. But where's your great one? And that's what I don't think we quite see the answer to. And when they were winning like this, they had a lot of great players.
Right now, we're talking about Monty Jones here for a couple of more minutes. I feel like one thing that kind of hurts Mahomes in this context is at this point in his career, he only gets compared to one person. It's kind of like LeBron. Like, he got to a point, we don't compare him with anybody other than Mike. I kind of feel like that's what happens now with Patrick Mahomes when it comes to Tom Brady. Tom Brady in his 30s won two NFL MVP awards and two Super Bowl MVP awards. Do you think that's a possibility for Mahomes now in his 30s?
Yep, he's the best quarterback I've ever seen, man. Like, this is, to me, I don't think, like, I think I said on my podcast about his tearing his ACL is that an ACL tear is like the word millionaire, right? Millionaire used to mean something different because $1 million used to mean something different. $1 million used to be a lot more money relative to prices than it is now. Now you call somebody a millionaire, you probably should be saying billionaire, because millionaire don't really mean the same thing. It's the same thing with an ACL tear at this point. Not that an ACL, like, just like $1 million is a lot of money, an ACL tear is not something that you want to have, but it's not the catastrophe that it used to be. How much it affects his mobility, we will have to see. But it's never been like he's out here running read options and right and trying to beat guys to the corner or anything like that. Tom Brady also had an ACL tear, I believe, in year 9, the same way Mahomes did. Anything is on the board for what he can be. But I'll note, the Patriots of Tom Brady's 30s had a different offensive philosophy than the Patriots of Tom Brady's 20s.
Ball, I'll get you out of here with this last question. It's not Chiefs related, but AFC related. I feel like right now everybody is playing that one dating show on YouTube, Pop the Balloon, when it comes to teams in the AFC. And we're just looking for reasons. I don't like Jacksonville. I don't like Denver. I don't like New England. I don't like these teams. In the end, somebody from the AFC has to go to the Super Bowl. Who do you like in the AFC this year? I was all on the Patriots bandwagon. They were up 21-0. I feel like I'm smarter than everybody else. And then they blow that big lead to the Buffalo Bills. I feel like Buffalo is the only team that's going into this with some amount of pressure. If you tell a Bills fan that in the playoffs, Mahomes won't be there, Joe Burrow won't be there, and Lamar Jackson would be there, Bills fans would have taken years off their life to be in a postseason with that potential. How do you feel about this conference heading into the final month of the regular season and into the postseason?
I feel exactly as you described, that they're at that point where somebody got to win, right? Who has to do it? I don't know. But somebody has to win it. And if somebody has to win it, it's not just that Josh Allen's the best quarterback left. It's that he's by far the best quarterback left. And if Josh Allen is what most of us believe that he is, then they should win this. Except they can't stop anybody from running the ball. And they're going to probably have to win three games on the road in order to get this done. Literally, anybody can win this conference this year. It wouldn't be expected, but Jacksonville can somehow find a way to win this. If Trevor Lawrence looked anything like he did on Sunday, but on Sunday he was playing against a high school team. So I don't have a great explanation. I believe they played the Jets, right? Like, I can't tell you exactly what it's going to be, but I do think this. Let's say Buffalo loses in the divisional round. Maybe the conference championship round, but definitely the division round. Either we win this or we're looking for a new coach.
Bo, I'm just telling you this. With the way this season has gone and how weird it's been, we are setting up for Jacksonville and Seattle in the Super Bowl. We got a Jacksonville-Seattle Super Bowl with Bad Bunny on there. I don't know if I'm watching this one.
Hey, don't you worry, buddy. Sam Darnold will save you from that matchup that you have described. He will not allow that to happen. You'll be all right.
That is Bomani Jones joining us on the show today. Be sure to check out his podcast, The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Bo, it's truly an honor to have you on the show. I say this as someone who has been a big fan. I've been a big fan since the old SB Nation beat him down days. I've been here for a while.
Now, I appreciate it. And look, man, I've been doing radio hits in Kansas City now literally for 20 years. Shout out to my man, Matt Scott. I ain't talked to him in a long time, but I used to do weekend hits with him in Kansas City. So, like, this is – coming all to Kansas City is always a good thing for me, man. So I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. That's Bomani Jones joining us on the show today. Be sure to check out The Right Time with Bomani Jones. One thing, Rob, that I thought that he said that was kind of interesting, and I'm seeing people kind of push back on the text line, I would agree with the context of this. I don't think the Chiefs are a national brand in the same way as some of those other teams. I think they are a national trend. I think like the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Packers, those teams are national brands in that way. I don't think that's what the Chiefs are. I just think they're it right now. They're the hot team right now. I think you see that team kind of come and go. I would say New England was that team 10, 15 years ago. They were kind of that team. So I understand what he was saying, and despite the ratings and all those kind of things, I don't know if the Chiefs have kind of got there to that part when it comes to where they are from a national perception. I also just disagree with them on Mahomes. I would be stunned if Patrick Mahomes doesn't play football next year. Like, even from a physical standpoint, I would just be stunned. If you're going off the metric that the Packers even have, the Packers say that they think an ACL injury is 10 months. I can't see a scenario in which Patrick Mahomes is healthy in November. The Chiefs are a 5-3 football team. Mahomes can play and they're deciding to not play him. I just can't see that scenario happening next year.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and we talked about it yesterday, and it is the topic of conversation in Kansas City. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to actively try to be ready for week one, and the Chiefs need to stop him from playing week one. The Chiefs need to say, hey, we appreciate how hard you're working. Stop. Like, slow down. Let's be ready for week four, not week one. But barring a setback physically, which we just can't anticipate, Patrick Mahomes is playing football in 2026. It's a matter of when he starts playing football that I think the conversation is.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with Mahomes being super aggressive in his rehab and just seeing where you are. Like, if Mahomes has set a goal in his mind, I'm going to do everything physically I can to be healthy by week one, sure, go at it. Hey, continue to work out, continue to rehab, be relentless in it, and let's see where you are. Like, I'm not ready to really rule anything out. I think his energy is telling you, I'm doing everything I can. But I guess what I tried to caution yesterday is, if Mahomes doesn't play until week three of next season, I don't want anyone to look at that as something went wrong or a setback. Like, we're talking about I would say that probably tearing your Achilles is now the number one bad injury to have. I mean, tearing your ACL is still pretty high on the board. Like, if we're playing Family Feud, what's one of the worst injuries for an athlete to have? That is still very, very high on the list. So him not being ready for St. Joe is just not a setback to me. Can he be – my goal for Patrick Mahomes is, can he be back by Halloween? Can they get him back by the end of October when you need to start making that stretch down the second half of the season? So as the Chiefs start to plan on who their starting quarterback potentially is going to be for week one, I want you thinking in mind, how can we be 5-3? How can we be a 500 football team getting Patrick Mahomes back for the second half of the season, and we are now ready to take off and ready to go? So maybe you don't win your division next year, but you could end up being a team like the Houston Texans this year, end up being a team like the Chargers. Hey, we're a good wild card team that nobody wants to play, but we also got a wild card at quarterback, and we got the best quarterback in the league. That would be the mindset that I would have if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs heading into next season. I do want to go back and replay something that Bomani said talking about this offense. I thought it was a very unique perspective. We'll get to that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive. With Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, so over the course of the next 4 days, we are going to have various national voices come on the show to just give us their what do you think went wrong with the Chiefs perspective. I want to play for you what Bomani Jones had to say talking about Andy Reid and just the belief, the feeling that the Chiefs offense has gotten a little bit stale, and if Andy at this stage in his career is ready to switch things up to push the offense forward. Here's what he said.
There's new guys in town, Shanahan and McVay, right? Like, they're the guys that are really running the offensive game right now. Is he willing to bring in new ideas, or how insistent is it that is he that it be done the way that he does things? That's the question you ask about a man his age. To me, it's not about whether or not he's capable of coming up with something else. It's that if you are not capable of coming up with something else, will you allow somebody to help you come up with somebody else? Or would you rather move on with your life and career than do that? Which, by the way, at 67 is a fair choice for you to make. None of us get the feeling that Andy Reid wants to stop doing this, though, right? So he's going to need to allow some other people to come in with their ideas, not just people who came up under your camp. Because 31 teams have been trying to figure out how to shut down what you did, right? So you need to come up with a counterpunch. And you've been doing this for so long, if you had the exact counterpunch already, you'd have already did it.
Two things related to this. I would say one of these things we have discussed and talked about, and I think that we all, and I put myself in this category, it's not like I was predicting that this season was going to play itself out this way, is for the last three off seasons, every team in the NFL has done nothing but study and try to break down the Kansas City Chiefs to where we have had multiple conversations, national conversations on what the blueprint is to slow down the Kansas City Chiefs. At first, people thought it was too high safety and running those cover two looks. People have thought different things on how to figure out the Chiefs. It is a little bit arrogant to think that all 31 of these teams can be focused on doing the exact same thing. How do we get past you? How do we beat you? You continue to keep the same everything in place the way that the Chiefs have, and then still think you're going to continue to outrun people. Like, eventually, somebody or something catches you. And that is clearly what happened this year when it comes to Kansas City. Now, this other part, I would say of all the questions that we are going to ask about the Chiefs, and there are dozens of questions to ask about this offseason, the number one and most important question is Andy ready to change? Is Andy ready to change? The league is changing. I looked this up during the break because I was curious, and I wanted to see the two teams that he mentioned. So, Rob, I looked this up. The Chiefs, so far this season, and their season's over, so far this season, the Chiefs have ran 23% of their plays from under center, and they have ran 77% of their plays from shotgun. If you look at LA and San Francisco and just two more modern offensive minds, the Rams ran under center 56% of their plays. That's 30% more than what Kansas City did. San Francisco was at 57%. So they're closer to a 55-45, 60-40 split where the Chiefs are on the other side. They're at a 75-25 when it comes to under shotgun and under center. So the plays you run, your rushing mentality, all of those things are different based on those kind of things. Is Andy going to go with what he is familiar with this offseason when making changes? Because I would say that's not really making changes then. Rob, if you and I right now can predict who their offensive coordinator is, you didn't make that big of a change. Would you guess right now? This is how I feel. I feel like Mike Kafka is going to be their offensive coordinator. Is there another name out there that you're even willing to suggest at this point could possibly be their offensive coordinator other than Mike Kafka? It's just, it fits what they do. He used to be the quarterback coach. He's been gone for a while. You can bring him back. He's a new, younger voice, so it's going to be a little bit different than Matt Nagy, but not really much different because he's completely gone to the Andy Reid school of thought. I feel like Mike Kafka is going to be their offensive coordinator. If Andy hires somebody that doesn't have that much of a deep tie, it will then tell me what they think the tone of the offseason is going to be. Because you're going to make those decisions before you ever get to free agency. Before the Chiefs get to free agency, they are going to determine what coaches are coming back and who's not coming back, and then who you want to replace those situations. Is it going to be more hiring old friends and people that you've worked with and known for 20 years? Or, to Bomani's point, are they willing to go out and hire the 38, 39-year-old young next up-and-coming offensive mind that can then be Andy Reid's protege that in 2-3 years he can maybe either take over to be the next head coach or that guy goes off somewhere else to be another head coach? Because one thing, and I think this is a very good point by Bomani, one that I hadn't thought of, man, Andy normally has a track record of teams are coming to kind of pluck your guys. That as loyal as you can be to Andy Reid, man, there's only 32 of those head coaching jobs. Look at his coaching tree over the last 20, 25 years. Is anybody coming to get the coaches that they currently have? Has anybody come to get their coaches over the last couple of years? Now, Spags, a little bit older, but right now, would you hire Matt Nagy to be your head coach? Would you hire Matt Nagy? Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year. Matt Nagy wasn't a hot candidate to go get one of those jobs.
They lost Super Bowl, by the way.
Yeah, but you know, they went Super Bowl. He's been here for 2 years now. So they haven't been, he hasn't been one of those kind of prospects. Dave Tobe, he hasn't been a head coaching candidate in a decade or so since people were really hiring him. So, like, is Andy kind of ready to get back to that where you put a staff together where whenever they do the class picture and we're watching Sunday Night Football 8 years from now, they circle four or five names on that coaching staff, and it's guys who then went on to be head coaches. That's not currently what they have in the coaching staff. Connor Embry ain't taking over nobody's coaching staff. Todd Pinkston is not going to be a head coach in this league. Andy used to have those guys underneath him.
So I agree with your 10,000 foot view premise. I think they need a shakeup. I think they need a new voice. I don't think it can be Matt Nagy anymore. And I agree with your Nagy wouldn't get hired by anyone else conversation. But I don't think Andy Reid is going to have major, massive philosophical shakeup. Maybe it's not Mike Kafka, but it's going to be someone in the Mike Kafka vein. It's going to be more, it's more likely it's Doug Peterson than it's Cliff Kingsbury. Just naming two people on the text line has thrown out. And I don't know that's a terrible thing by Andy Reid, because I understand the offense was bad this year, but the Chiefs are a year removed from running a top five scoring offense and a top 15 offense in the NFL. And last year we said, well, their talent was way down. If they get some dogs back, they might be better. Now, they weren't better. The outcome did happen, but I don't know that Andy Reid's going to look at it and say, hey, you know what? This year was bad. I'm going to fire Matt Nagy, and I'm going to go hire, pick a guy who's philosophically, I'm going to go hire the Rams offensive coordinator. That's not what I think is coming. I think it's far more likely it's a Doug Peterson type, and there's a belief that maybe Nagy was stale, and we can get back to what we were pre-Nagy.
I don't disagree with what you were saying. I guess what I would maybe add to it is, I think their offense has been at this state for quite some time, and because they were so good in winning, we just ignored it. Do you know what the Chiefs were in points scored in 2023?
I would imagine middle of the pack.
They were 15th. Do you know what the Chiefs were in 2024 in points scored?
2024? Weren't they one of the top five scoring offenses?
15th. They were 15th in 2024. Do you know what the Chiefs are this year in points scored?
I'm gonna guess the trend, 15th.
They're 15th. The Chiefs have been an average offense for the last three seasons, despite having Patrick Mahomes for all of these games. I know he's hurt now, but I don't care what they do anymore. Stats don't matter now. They ended their season ranked 15th. So with to
all
be fair,
that's interrupt. That's the entire Matt Nagy timeline.
I know.
A shakeup could be Doug Peterson. It could be better. Like I'm not advocating for 100%
with you. But I guess I guess what I'm saying is, if you were telling me that they're going to bring in Mike Kafka, but we already think that Andy is calling plays, then you just have new Matt Nagy. You have the same, you're in the same position that you're in. You have new Matt Nagy. That's not different. If you go get somebody who, hey, he used to work for Andy. He used to be Andy's errand boy back in the day. He got fired somewhere else. So Andy now brings him into the camp and puts his arm around him. I would say that you've just changed the cap from red to blue. You didn't really make any improvement. You had to throw somebody to the Wolves. You threw Matt Nagy to the Wolves, and now you hired baby Matt Nagy to come in. Somebody that's not going to challenge you. Somebody not with new, fresh ideas. He's learned everything from you. He's learned from you. So I'm with you. Some of this is, but it should be unacceptable for you to have a healthy Patrick Mahomes for the last 3 years and be 15th in points scored in three consecutive seasons, despite making numerous changes. This is with Xavier Worthy. This is without Xavier Worthy. This is with Rashee Rice, without Rashee Rice. This is with all of your receivers. This is with a new left tackle. Nothing they have done over the last 3 years has gotten them out of being a middle of the pack, middle of the road offense, despite having a 28, 29, and 30-year-old Patrick Mahomes. They have to see, hey, something offensively, we need to be a top five, top 10 offense in the National Football League. That has to be the mentality this offseason, in my opinion. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Let me ask you this question, Rob. And if you don't have the answer, I perfectly understand. You remember there was a time in which In Vitch We Trust was the Fan moniker. You remember there were times where you and I would push back. And what was the feeling? In Vitch We Trust. When do you think that stopped? I don't think that's the Fan moniker right now. I understand it's going to fluctuate, and you and I both know whomever, I don't know where the Chiefs are going to draft. I don't know who they're going to draft. You guys are going to love their draft. That's part of being a fan, right? Oh man, we got great value. Look at this guy. Hey, this guy was supposed to go in the fourth round, but we got him in the, we already know how this is going to go. You guys are going to love their draft. When do you think the In Vitch We Trust, when do you think it stopped?
I'm looking at the Chiefs schedule right now. I want to make sure I have the date correct because Rashee Rice came back and the offense looked like it was humming.
I actually have the answers. I'm curious what you think the answer is.
I think the answer is the Buffalo game this year. I think Chiefs fans had felt like, hey, Brett Veach had a down year, but it was injury, the whole thing. He's going to fix it. And then when things come out of the gate sluggish, it was, Rashee Rice is a cure-all for the problems. And when you got to the Buffalo game and the Denver game and the Indianapolis game and they realized, oh, Rashee Rice is not a cure-all. These problems are here and there is no quick fix. That's when people start looking at draft picks. Hey, where's Ashton Gelati? Hey, what's FAU doing nowadays? I think when Rashee Rice wasn't the magic cure-all and fans started noticing the problems and felt like there was no solution, that's when the ire pivoted to Brett Veach.
I think it's tied to these two things. I think it's tied to Christian Fulton and Elijah Mitchell. I think it's directly tied to those two individuals.
But when they signed both those guys, fan sentiment was, we got two good ones. And I think not until midseason did people realize, oh, they don't have, anything.
And then I think what happened is, this is what I think happened. I think one day fans woke up and kind of looked at their roster and thought, hey, we kind of need some punch. We need some things. Hey, we were counting on these guys to be those things. Where are they? I mean, if you think back last year, the Chiefs, they were not very active teams in free agency with other players. They were active in re-signing their own players. Trey Smith got a big deal. Nick Bolton got a big deal. Like, they spent money this offseason. they spent money on their own guys, which is certainly a good strategy. Hey, you've been a good player. Let's reward you. Let's pay you. Let's do those things. Man, when it came to them being able to scout and evaluate other teams' players and thought how they would be a good fit in their system, they get an F this season. I mean, two of the guys they instantly didn't think could play on their team. You know how bad you got to be to have a staff. I'm imagining, let's say 20 people work under Brett Veach, right? Scouts, assistants. Let's say there are 20 people. I'm sure they made a list, free agency-wise. Who's realistic? Who do we want? Elijah Mitchell's name was on that list. Christian Fulton's name was on that list. They then negotiated. They said no to these other players and signed them. Rob, he's been fully healthy all year. Fully healthy all year. They didn't think he was good enough to make this running back room. If you can't make this running back room, you got to go on LinkedIn. You got to go on monster.com. You're over as a football player. Elijah Mitchell got zero carries this year as a healthy player. On day one of free agency, they went out and assigned Elijah Mitchell. They then got him inside their room and then realized he cannot play for us. And then on the defensive side, they didn't do anything on defense this year. We can go through the transactions. They didn't do anything in free agency on defense aside from signing Christian Fulton. He is also another player that they pretty quickly realized he cannot play. They didn't have a role for Christian Fulton this year on the team. Now, I think you can always get the trust back. And again, in free agency, when the Chiefs make a move, that confidence is going to come back. Oh, I knew Veach was going to be aggressive. I knew it. But if you want to this season, when do I think that trust was fractured? When do I think it was? I think when fans realized in free agency they got an F, I think that's when the confidence started to waver in Brett Veach.
That's fair. And maybe I think we're saying the same thing, but different. I think
some folks are bringing up, too, when they didn't go get Breece Hall.
You know what's weird? I understand why a fan thinks that. I actually think the Chiefs, with the advantage of hindsight, were correct.
I 100% agree.
Like, this team would maybe be a win better. Like, I don't think Breece Hall is a three-win player. They might be still in the hunt category of Breece Hall, but a third-round pick's more valuable than Breece Hall, looking at the way the roster is currently constructed.
And right now, you definitely want the 4 years of club control for that third-round pick over. I'm 100% with you. Now in hindsight, I know at the time you might have been mad about it. Them not getting Breece Hall ended up being a blessing in disguise. The fact now, if they had given up a third round pick for a running back that you didn't think they were going to resign next year, and now when you need, like, you don't have a lot of picks, you want a wheel and deal, and that third round pick is now going to be a lot better of a pick than you thought it was going to be. I mean, that third round pick is probably going to be top 80 pick this year. I mean, they're not picking at the bottom half of the third round. So we're talking about that's somewhere between 70 and 80. Yeah, you'd be mad if you traded the 71st overall pick for 5 games of Breece Hall, 100%.
I get why fans were pointing at that moment, because there was a belief in that moment that Brett Veach isn't all in. But I disagree with that moment, because with hindsight, it was the correct move. 1,000% the correct move. The Chiefs are not a playoff team with or without Breece Hall. They are not Breece Hall away. But I think, to your larger point, me and you were saying the same thing. It's just semantics, saying it differently. I think when fans started to realize, oh, the warts on this team aren't easily corrected, that's when they turned. Because, Carrington, you were here the same way I was. When the Chiefs offense was struggling in week one and week two against the Chargers and against the Eagles, it was an excuse of palooza. Oh, well, Worthy got hurt. They're still missing Rashee Rice. And then even when they lost the Jags, hey, this offense was good. They made one bad mistake, but watch out. When they get Rice back, you know, they're going to set the world on fire. And they kind of did for 3 weeks against the Commanders, Raiders, and Lions. And then people realized, oh, that's because it was three mediocre teams, not because the offense is back. And that's when fans started noticing, oh, they're not up to par talent-wise.
Is it not crazy? I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the Chiefs' depth charts. Christian Fulton, there were only 5 defensive players who have been on the field less than Christian Fulton was this year for the team. Can you imagine that if I told you back when they signed Christian Fulton? Like, if we could, like, I wish we could, like, go back and, like, archive text messages. And I liked the Christian Fulton signing. I thought it was a good signing. Good price, good player. It made a lot of sense to me why they, they overspent for a guy that didn't play him. In the scheme of, if Christian Fulton had worked out, they did not overpay for Christian Fulton. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it. I mean, these are guys that either got hurt or guys you just never heard of before. He played in 29 snaps this season. Christian Fulton played in less than 5% of their defensive snaps this year. And that was your big free agency move. So some of this conversation is absolutely about Brett Veach needing to knock out the NFL draft. Man, the other thing is you can't take a F in free agency.
By the way, I know we're against break. You know one thing he needs to put on the offseason to-do list? Trade Christian Fulton. Take a
I don't even take a trade. I think they're just going to outright cut him and just
take
cut
a
him.
Take a Sky Moore pick if you have
I'm,
to.
That's I'm just, not giving oof. You nothing for Christian Fulton. Nothing. You can continue to not sit him if you want. If you cut him, we'll talk to him. Yeah, Christian Fulton, he can't be on. You need the cap space. You need the cap space for Christian Fulton. He cannot be on the team next year. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll reset everything. We'll get to the top stories of the day. The mayor of Leawood spoke out. He does not want the stadium on 119th and all. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.